Packers getting ready to take on the Seattle Seahawks. Out in Seattle, a tough place to play to begin with, and then you got to go on the road to a Thursday night game, so the odds are already stacked against you. To talk more about it, Steve Rabel, he is the radio play-by-play voice of the Seattle Seahawks. Had him on the show many times. Always enjoy seeing you at Super Bowl as well. Steve, how you been, buddy?
Well, I'm fine. How are you guys? You getting cold back there yet?
It is. Today I woke up to 16 degrees.
Holy catfish. Well, it's drizzly and gray here, but we may avoid some rain tomorrow night. It might actually be okay and probably about 48 to 50 degrees. So,
well, that's so balmy for this Packers team.
Yeah,
it's balmy. They'll take that as long as there isn't any wetness in the forecast. So tell me a little bit about the Seattle team. I thought early on this season didn't look great, and then they started playing some pretty good football in a hard-fought game and a hard-fought loss this past weekend in the Coliseum. So tell me about this team.
Well, it's a team that's growing together. It's a team that's young in a lot of spots. It's a team that still has a franchise quarterback, so you can do a lot of things when you got that guy back there pulling the trigger, and that's always a plus. I think we're pleasantly surprised by some of the young guys who have stepped up, being asked to do that. At the beginning of the season, we thought we'd have a much more veteran secondary, and now if Bradley McDougal doesn't play, I think he's going to at strong safety. But if he doesn't, you got a rookie and a couple of second-year guys, three second-year guys in the secondary. So that suddenly you become very young. But they're all talented. They're coachable. This is a really great group of guys. And I think maybe the most important thing about all of it, Bill, is the fact that Pete Carroll, at 66 years young already, the oldest coach in the NFL, but coaches like he's one of the youngest. And this has really invigorated him, having these young guys around, because it becomes that kind of college teaching atmosphere that he enjoyed so much at USC and was so successful.
I look at net points. I look at positives, negatives, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, the Rams, cream of the crop, they are positive 104 on the season. But there's not many teams that are in the positive. The Seahawks are. They've climbed back out of the negative into the positive in the points differential. Even though the record stands at 4-5, they're plus 27 on the season. But they're 1-2 at home. What has it been about the bugaboo about playing at home? They haven't played there a whole lot, only three games so far. But what's been the bugaboo at home? It's been their haven.
Yeah, it really has. And we lost a couple last year, too, at the end of the season at home. So it hasn't been the kind of overwhelming home field advantage that we've had in the past, and not quite sure why. Playing some good teams. Listen, we lost to a pretty darn good Chargers team. A lot of people didn't want to hear that Philip Rivers and those guys had so much talent on that ball club. They just said, AFC team are going to come in here and the Seahawks will beat them. Well, no, the Seahawks knew it was going to be a tough game. And we made a couple of mistakes coming down the stretch and end up losing that one. Then, you know, the Rams earlier in the season lost by two, scored 31 points against the Rams. And you think, that should be enough. Well, it wasn't. And we lost by two in that one. So it hasn't been the best of circumstances, but they've been in every game. Losing by eight to the Chargers was the most this team has lost to anybody in a long, long time. And started out the season not so great on the road. Now we've got, five of our last seven at home. That's a good thing to have, but you got to start by stacking up some wins, and it has to start tomorrow night.
I look at this defense. They're 12th overall in total yards given up. Not great, not bad, but they're ninth at best in points. It seems like they're going to let you go between the 20s, but you're going to kick a lot of field goals. You're not going to get into the end zone quite often. Has the defense just gotten better and started, as you said, grow together?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's been. And they have given up some yards between the 20s. That number of points allowed would be a lot lower had we not given up, 37 this last weekend. Because I think the team was averaging, going into that Rams game, giving up just a little over 19 points a game. That's really good when you consider. What it means is the team toughens up as they get closer to their own goal line. Teams have found some ways, and I dare say that Aaron Rodgers has seen this on film, and they're gonna figure out ways to do the very same thing. They have found a way to take advantage of the young guys in the secondary getting behind some of the older guys at linebacker, and in those deep crossing route areas, that's really killed us, and we haven't found a way to answer that yet. And if that's the case this week, it's going to be a long game against Rodgers. So that's one of the reasons why teams have been able to stack up some yards. But as you start to get closer to the goal line, things compress, and we get a little bit better in our coverage. We've got some really good man-to-man cover guys, so I think that's a plus for us as well.
I know Russell Wilson has some good targets to throw to, but is this one of the best seasons he's had ever?
Well, it's been, you know, he's had his ups and downs. I mean, he's played really well at times, and he's kept us in games. And this last weekend in Los Angeles, he's our running game is going crazy, and we can't seem to get any passing game going. We couldn't get guys open. They were rushing 4 and dropping 7 deep into zones where we couldn't find anybody open. And so he was forced to run a lot, and he picked up almost 100 yards rushing, which he hadn't done all season long. So the things that he can do for you are amazing. He is playing very well. He had a stretch here earlier in the season where he was like spot on, and he could not miss. He had a perfect 158.3 rating against the Lions. So on the road in Detroit, a perfect quarterback rating, and that's never happened in the history of our franchise before for the entire game. So he has had those great games, and yet he'll step up and throw a pick six. When you least can afford to have it, it's happened a couple of times this year. Just did not see the cornerback buzz out underneath a deep throw to the outside, and they're off to the races. Passes that he wishes he could have back, but you know you're going to have that every so often. The key to a great quarterback, and you know this from watching Aaron for so long, how do you come back after those plays? And Russell always seems to find a way to come back.
Yeah, I'm kind of going over the game stats, and I'm looking at his season so far, and. You know, you take a game against the Chargers. They were able to stymie him. And then against what's supposed to be a better defense than the Rams, he really kind of lit them up. There hasn't been a rhyme or reason to it. It just seems like when he gets into the pocket and gets comfortable, you allow him on that much like Aaron when he was at his best, the little bit of amount of time to improv, he becomes extremely deadly, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And that's the key as far as defenses against us. They cannot allow Russell to get comfortable back there. They are doing a great job, and we've had pretty good protection. You know, we gave up a lot of sacks early in the season. Then they've dropped off considerably, mostly because we've been able to run the ball so much better. But the key for Russell is to be able to, as teams are rubbing those defensive ends upfield, defensive ends now understand you cannot allow Russell Wilson to get outside of you. And if you do, he is going to then circle out and throw on the run, and he's just absolutely deadly that way. So you keep him inside the pocket, and you slowly push from the front. If you can cover up his guys long enough, his receivers, or you can keep them from getting into those open areas, the zones downfield, and push the center and the guards back into his lap, he can't see as well as he would like to. Now he's really got to find a way to get out of the pocket, and that's been the way teams have defended against him, and I fully expect to see it again this weekend. Now, you guys got some people hurt. That's going to be a plus for us when you're defensively on the field.
I tell you one thing, one guy that they need to account for, and that's Frank Clark coming off of the end. He has had a tremendous season, 8 sacks so far, 3 forced fumbles. He's got a pick. He's only got 17 tackles, but he's been kind of a one-man wrecking crew, and when he's not making a tackle, he has been nothing but pressure and basically pushing plays in the opposite direction, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been terrific, and he is such a magnetic personality. I mean, he's such a great guy. He's always up-tempo. He came running by. I was down on the sidelines in L.A. I do an interview with the general manager on the sidelines every week before the game, and the guys are coming out and going through some light warm-ups at the time, and he comes running by and bumps me and says, "Rabel, I'm going to give you something to talk about this week," and he does again, and he enjoys that. We need to have more of that. We need to have a more consistent pass rush. That's been probably the thing that has disappointed Pete the most, that we're really only getting pressure from Frank, and he can't come every single play. I mean, you got to spell him once in a while. So we need some more help in that way. But Frank has been terrific. Again, it's also a function of what's going on behind him. If the Seahawks can get a little bit better pass rush up front, it will make that young secondary look better, force a quarterback to make some throws that maybe he doesn't want to make.
Talking with Steve Rabel, the play-by-play voice of the Seattle Seahawks, coming up tomorrow night. Packers on the road out there in Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Desperation game for both of these teams. They lose this game. Chances are both teams are looking way on the outside in when it comes to the playoffs. Is that sense of desperation right now kind of running through the city?
Yeah, I don't know about desperation, but I think there's real concern. We kind of kept it the opportunity to make the playoffs all the way to the end of the season last year. I think second to the last game, maybe even the last game, is where we figured out we weren't going to be able to make it to the playoffs. A win by somebody earlier in the day meant that we weren't going to get there. That's unusual for this team. It's like Green Bay. We're used to getting there, and when you don't, it kind of leaves a sour taste in everybody's mouth. They come back, the Seahawks do, they regroup. They've not used the word rebuild, but reset, retool, just about anything you can think of other than rebuild the team. But we're kind of in this area right now where you have to win these games. You cannot afford to fall any further behind. There's some NFC teams. Obviously, the Rams are playing out of their minds, but the Saints are coming on. The Eagles have been up and down a little bit, but they're Super Bowl champs, and they can still find a way. The Saints, unbelievable the way they're playing. So you don't have a lot of chances here. You got to win these games, get to the playoffs, figure out a way, get healthy in some positions, and figure out how to make those plays, and more importantly, maybe figure out how to stop teams.
Steve, it's always great to chat with you, my friend. I certainly appreciate it, and thanks for joining us on the last second notice for a couple minutes, okay?
Our pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Vrabel, he is the radio play-by-play voice of the Seattle Seahawks, and if you're listening on their app, you're going to hear him coming up tomorrow night with the counterpart, Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron, doing their things, as both of those teams are going to be squaring off out there at CenturyLink coming up tomorrow night on their radio networks. And he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Always great to see Steve. Every now and then we'll get a chance to see him kind of walking Radio Row and doing some stuff at Super Bowl as